Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news so you don't have to spend your morning scrolling through press releases. I'm Skylar, and we have got a packed episode for you today. Quick shout out to today's sponsors, Ada, the platform helping startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SoC. And Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company backing a whole family of chip startups, including their NVIDIA challenger Zenvidia, plus Ada for deploying AI at scale across any business. On today's show, venture firms are going full creator mode. Robinhood wants to put Y Combinator deals in your pocket. We've got a massive week of billion-dollar rounds to unpack. And Supabase just hit a $5 billion valuation by doing something counterintuitive, turning down money, so stick around, because that story alone is worth your time. All right, let's kick things off with a trend I've been watching closely. And honestly, it's one of the more fascinating strategic shifts happening in venture capital right now. Firms are realizing that the next generation of founders isn't finding their investors through cold emails or warm intros anymore. They're finding them on Instagram, on YouTube, on podcasts. Lightspeed Venture Partners just made a move that signals exactly where this is heading. They've brought on Claire Zhao, a seed investor who also happens to have a massive following on Instagram, and this is very much an intentional play to build trust with founders before a check is ever written. And Lightspeed isn't alone here. This is a trend that's been building steam for a while now. You've got Andreessen Horowitz, or A16Z, acquiring Eric Thornburg's Turpentine Podcast Network, and then OpenAI going out and acquiring TBPN, which is the Business Podcast Network. Think about what that tells you. The smartest money in the room has decided that media reach is a competitive advantage, full stop. Here's why this matters so much. The top VC firms are all chasing the same deals. They're all offering roughly similar checks, similar terms, and often similar networks. So how do you differentiate yourself to a 24-year-old founder who has 10 term sheets on the table? You differentiate by being the firm they already trust, the partners they already follow, the voices that have been in their ears for months or years before they ever needed funding. Claire Zhao brings that to Lightspeed. She's not just a great investor, she's a creator who has built genuine community with founders at the earliest stages of their journey. And that is worth way more than another partner with a great Rolodex. What's really interesting here is that this isn't about vanity metrics or social media clout for the sake of it. This is about deal flow. This is about being top of mind when a founder decides to raise. This is about owning the relationship layer of venture capital. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. In a world where capital is increasingly commoditized, the firms that win the next decade are the ones building brand equity with founders at the ground level. And Lightspeed clearly gets that. No dollar amount attached to this hire. It's not a funding round, but I'd argue it's one of the most strategically significant moves in VC this week because it tells you exactly where the smart money thinks the competitive battleground is moving. If you're a founder out there watching this, the takeaway is simple. The firms coming after your deals are thinking about you long before you're ready to raise, and you should be thinking about which investors you trust long before you need to pick one. All right, next up, Robinhood is at it again. And this one is genuinely interesting for anyone who thinks the democratization of investing still has a long way to go, because they are now looking to let retail investors back Y Combinator startups. So here's the setup. Y Combinator is arguably the most prestigious startup accelerator on the planet. It's the launchpad behind companies like Airbnb, Stripe, DoorDash, Reddit, the list goes on forever. And historically, the only way to get into those early-stage deals was to be a well-connected angel investor or a VC with a relationship at YC Robinhood's new financial instrument changes that equation. They're listing a fund that would let any retail investor, not just accredited investors, not just high-net-worth individuals, but everyday people, get exposure to Y Combinator startups. Now, the details here are still a little thin, so I want to be measured. We don't know the exact structure, the fees, the specific YC cohorts involved, or how liquidity would work. And those details absolutely matter when you're talking about early stage startup investing, which is inherently illiquid and risky. But conceptually, this is a massive deal. Early stage startup equity has always been one of the most exclusive asset classes in the world, and the returns from the best YC companies have been extraordinary. But those returns have historically flowed almost entirely to insiders. Robinhood has built its entire brand around breaking down those walls. First with commission-free stock trading, then with crypto, then with IPO access, and now they're pointing the cannon at private market investing, which is honestly the last great frontier of financial exclusivity. The risk side of this story is real, though. Early stage startups fail at very high rates. Most YC companies will not become Airbnb, and retail investors may not fully appreciate the time horizons and loss rates involved. So the education piece here is going to be critical. But if Robinhood can structure this responsibly, this could be genuinely transformative for who gets to participate in the startup economy. And that's a conversation worth having loudly. Keep your eyes on this one, because I think we're going to see a lot more platforms trying to crack the private markets access problem in 2025 and 2026. Robinhood just put a very big flag in the ground. Okay, let's zoom out for a second and talk about the macro picture this week, because it was a big one. According to Crunchbase News, three companies secured financings of $1 billion or more just this week, and the overall lineup of significant rounds spanned AI e-commerce, cybersecurity, biotech, and even mining. Three unicorn-level checks in a single week is not something you see every week, and it tells you something important about where we are in the funding cycle right now. The mega rounds are back, and they are back with force. The diversity of sectors here is also worth calling out. A lot of the narrative around funding in 2025 has been AI is eating everything. And yes, AI deals dominate the headlines, but the fact that we're seeing billion-dollar checks in cybersecurity, biotech, and mining tells you that capital is moving broadly, not just into one hot category. Mining is a particularly interesting one to see in that list. There's been a growing wave of investment into critical minerals and resource extraction, driven partly by the enormous energy and materials demands of AI infrastructure and the push toward domestic supply chains. So a billion-dollar mining round fits that thesis perfectly. Cybersecurity continuing to attract big checks is no surprise given the threat landscape. Every enterprise is spending more on security, and the AI-powered attack surface is expanding faster than most security teams can keep up with. So the market for innovative security solutions is enormous. The biotech presence in this week's top rounds is also encouraging. Biotech went through a really rough funding drought in 2022 and 2023, and seeing it show back up in the billion-dollar tier suggests that confidence in the sector is genuinely recovering. Bottom line on this one, if you're tracking the health of the startup funding market, this week was a green light signal. Big checks are flowing, and they're flowing across multiple sectors, not just to AI darlings. Now, here is the story I've been most excited to get to, because it's one of those founder tales that just cuts against every instinct you have about how to grow a company. Supabase just raised $100 million and hit a $5 billion valuation, and their secret weapon was saying no. Supabase is an open-source database platform. Think of it as the back-end infrastructure that powers applications, and in the current moment, it has become the go-to back-end for the vibe coding world. Meaning all those AI-assisted, rapid app-building tools like Lovable and Replit that are absolutely exploding right now are running on Supabase under the hood. $100 million raised, $5 billion valuation. Those are serious numbers for an infrastructure company, and it puts Supabase firmly in the tier of AI infrastructure plays that investors are treating as foundational bets on the entire software development ecosystem. But here's the part of this story that I really want to sit with. The headline from TechCrunch says they hit $5 billion by turning down million-dollar contracts. And that is such a counterintuitive flex that it deserves a real explanation. The story goes that Supabase has been very deliberate about which enterprise customers they take on. They've turned down large contracts that would have required them to build custom features, enter into pricing structures, or make product compromises that conflicted with their core open-source philosophy and their commitment to the developer community. In the short term, that looks insane. You're leaving real money on the table. Money that any early-stage startup would normally sprint toward, but in the long term, what they preserved is something much more valuable, which is trust with developers. Open-source companies live and die by developer trust. The moment the community feels like you've sold out to enterprise interests and started treating them as second-class citizens, you start bleeding the very people who made you credible in the first place. Supabase understood that their valuation wasn't built on any single enterprise contract. It was built on being the backend that millions of developers chose to use and recommend and build on top of, and that community is worth far more than a few million-dollar deals. The vibe coding wave has been incredibly well-timed for Supabase, as tools like Lovable make it possible for non-technical people to build apps at incredible speed. Every one of those apps needs a reliable, developer-friendly backend, and Supabase is sitting right at that intersection. This is a masterclass in product-led growth and community-led growth intersecting at exactly the right moment. They built the right thing, stayed true to their principles even when it was expensive to do so, and the market came to them in a massive way. For any founders listening who are wrestling with that tension between taking the big enterprise check and protecting your community or your product vision, the Supabase story is the case study you want to study closely. $5 billion, open source, by saying no. I love everything about this. And one more quick item before we wrap. If you're going to be in the Boston area in early June 2026, TechCrunch is hosting their Founder Summit, and they're opening up the week of June 4th through 10th for side events. So if you want to tap into the energy of over 1,100 founders, investors, and tech leaders all in one place, this is your chance to get involved and host your own event during Founder Summit week. Check the TechCrunch site for details on how to apply. That is a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Huge thank you to our sponsors, Ada for helping startups build AI into their products faster. Ago Consulting, Ago for world-class silicon development expertise from AI to SO, and Zen Semiconductor for backing the future of chips, including their NVIDIA Challenger ZenVidia and powering enterprise AI deployment through Ada. If you enjoyed today's show, go check out Skylar's Money Matters, another great show on the Ada Podcast Network, where we dig into the financial side of startup life, from fundraising strategy to personal finance for founders. It's worth adding to your rotation. Subscribe to Funded so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for links, sources, and more details on every story we covered today. I'm Skylar, and I'll see you tomorrow.